25 Americans dead. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken with that update on the war in Israel. At least 17 Americans are missing. Secretary Blinken's in Tel Aviv, meeting with Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Thank you, America, for standing with Israel today, tomorrow, and always.
We must stand together, resolved to confront what is worst among humanity with what is best.
1,300 deaths are reported in Israel since Hamas terrorists attacked on Saturday. 1,300 deaths in Gaza in Israeli military strikes. Does anyone guess when the House will have a new speaker? The Republican speaker nominee, Steve Scalise, does not have the votes to actually win the job on the House floor because too many Republicans say they'll vote against him. Scalise beat Jim Jordan in a secret ballot.
And the rule was whoever gets the majority vote, we would support that person on the floor. And now it appears that people don't want to abide by that rule and tradition, which really throws the House into chaos.
Wisconsin House Republican Mike Gallagher on Fox. Talks to end the TV and movie actors' strike are suspended.
Negotiations between the striking SAG-AFTRA union and the major studios and streamers broke down after less than 2 weeks, dimming hopes performers would return to work anytime soon. It's also likely to end the studio's chances of salvaging a 2023-24 TV season. The coalition representing the studios said the gap between the two sides is too great, noting Wednesday's proposal from the union to share streaming revenue would cost studios $800 million a year and create an untenable economic burden. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A suspended judge in Oklahoma could be permanently removed for exchanging more than 500 texts with a bailiff during a murder trial where she mocked prosecutors, praised defense attorneys, and called a witness a liar. The defendant ended up convicted of manslaughter and served no additional jail time. America's listening to Fox News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $29 billion were stolen last year alone. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock makes it easy to help protect yourself if you become a victim. A dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Join now and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com, promo code Clay.
The new Fox poll has former President Trump with 59% support among Republicans for president, Ron DeSantis at 13%, Nikki Haley at 10%, doubling her support from the last poll last month. Among all voters, both DeSantis and Haley beat President Biden in a head-to-head matchup, and Biden beats Trump.
The latest Fox News poll finds 7 in 10 voters think border security is too relaxed and give the president just 30% approval of his handling of the border. 57% now want to build a wall, and the increase in support on that came from older voters, Latino, Black, female, and Democratic voters.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The company that owns salvage rights to the Titanic will no longer be seeking to retrieve artifacts from the shipwreck.
A planned 2024 expedition to the Titanic site by the company RMS Titanic is off. The reason? The planned leader of the mission and the director of underwater research for the company, Paul-Henri Nargileau, died this past June when the Titan submersible imploded en route to the ship. The cancellation was cited in documents filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court by RMS Titanic, which has been fighting with the U.S. government about the 2024 mission. The government claims the plans to enter the ship's hull violates a federal law which treats the wreck as a gravesite. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A potentially deadly topping on a pizza in California.
Kern County Sheriff's deputies say they discovered a freshly baked pizza next to a driver they stopped for a traffic violation. When they opened the box, they found that the pizza was topped with pepperoni and a loaded gun. Deputies also finding a large amount of illegal drugs in the car, as well as a sawed-off shotgun and another loaded gun, as well as cash, scales, drug paraphernalia, and packing equipment. 4 people in the car were arrested. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Stock futures are higher ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, and I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Governor pledging Illinois support for Israel following the Hamas attack. During a gathering in the Chicago area, the governor said they must honor the many peace-loving Palestinians, but proclaimed that Hamas is a terrorist organization backed by Iran. Pritzker, who's Jewish, said he put state police and law enforcement across the state on alert at synagogues and other gathering places for Jews. The 104-year-old Chicago woman who made history after setting a world record as the oldest person to skydive has died. Dorothy Hoffner passed away peacefully in her sleep Monday. Her death came a week after she set the record. After landing on the ground at the Skydive Chicago Airport in Ottawa, a centenarian made her first skydive at the age of 100. University of Illinois police investigating a shooting earlier the week in Champaign. They say shots fired Monday night in the 600 block of South 2nd Street. Good news, nobody was hurt and officers recovered shell casings. The incident triggered an Illini alert emergency notification to students and staff. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, thank you, Jim Miller. Good morning. It's Stevie J out of your radio with Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I don't think any social media is working today. We have no idea why. So good luck on terrestrial radio today, streaming as well.
Well, we do walk the line on the touchy topics.
Yeah, somehow we disappear on social media. Weather brought to you this morning by Watts Copy Systems. You call Greg Wolf, you want an assessment, you might save money. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Meteorologist Greg Solier, and a good morning to you, my friend.
And good morning to you guys. Yeah, and it is a pretty good-looking morning over a fair amount of the area right now. Out the door this morning, temperatures are about almost 10 degrees above average for a typical October 12. We're in the lower 50s, ought to be in the 40s this time of the year. And the demarcation line of summer-like warmth that may creep up into areas just south of Champaign County is lining up through parts of Ford and Iroquois County in the form of some scattered showers there. Widespread significant rains over the northern end of the state, too. Inches of the gauge already out towards the Quad Cities and more to come out of the Hawkeye State over the northernmost reaches of our listing area. But around here, lots of dry hours, and until we get in through tomorrow and Saturday and the Sunday time frame, it's a different story, back into some chilly and wet weather too. Maybe close to an inch worth of rain expected here, higher numbers up to the north. We'll head towards an afternoon high today with just a scant chance for an isolated shower thunderstorm, especially from Champaign and northward, both early and late in the day. Today it's 78, maybe some 80 degree weather again south of Champaign County. Mild tonight in the 50s with a shower thunderstorm chance. Well, after midnight tomorrow, fairly cloudy, breezy, mild showers, thunderstorms will get going both morning and afternoon. Good coverages with a high near 71 degrees. And blustery, chillier weather for the weekend, a little more November feel around here. 56 Saturday, 54 on Sunday, mid-50s on Monday. All 3 days there have some shower activity around, especially over the course of the weekend. We'll try to dry things out here, get readings back into the 60s for highs the middle part of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you. Very appreciative. 708 ESPN 93.5. We're watching developments of the war in Israel. And there's more action. There are all kinds of smoke billowing out of Gaza. And to give you perspective, Israel, if you want to look at your map, look at New Hampshire. That's Israel. The West Bank would be the size of Delaware. And they're pretty small. So it gives you a little bit of an idea of the size of area we're talking about. They're pretty small area if you're not looking at a map of Israel and the West Bank. And there's about 9 million in Israel and about 2.8 million in Gaza and the West Bank. Happy to welcome back Fox News Channel's anchor and executive editor of Special Report, Brett Baer. Brett, how are you?
Hey, Stevie J. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. We appreciate it. I had your new book, the show that Fox was going to air. I taped it for Sunday night, and lo and behold, everything happened. Man, I'm telling you, in your business, you don't know what explodes mm-hmm. and what happens, but Brett, what a mess in Israel.
It really is. And, you know, I've been anchoring, I sat in for Bill Hemmer a couple days with Dana Perino in the morning, and, you know, it was nonstop and no commercial breaks, and we kind of went through and doing these interviews with folks who have lost family members, who have family members hostages, who, I'm talking, one woman we talked to lost 11 family members. Then talking to our reporters who go to these places and find these horrible scenes, that, and talking to commanders dealing with it on the ground. I mean, the depravity is unbelievable. And, you know, it's not soldier to soldier. It is terrorist to baby, terrorist to family. And it's really, really nothing like we've seen.
I just, I can't get over thinking about, you know, the why of Hamas doing something. I fear that it'll flip in a week where most of the media will cover how awful Israel is to Palestinian civilians, which, you know, we know terrorists hide behind women and children. I think the thing could turn against Israel. And what Hamas did makes me think that's exactly what they want them to do. So that all these people die, and then you'll say, look how bad Israel is.
No, that's right. And I think they're trying to draw them in to this battle inside Gaza, which will be really, really tough, and it'll be very visible. But, you know, Israel has now made a decision that they're going to annihilate Hamas and take it out. And to do that, you got to go into this kind of viper's nest. It's the most densely populated place, one of them, in the world. 2.3 million people in a place about the size, just bigger than Washington, D.C. And, you know, there's tunnels underneath. There's booby-trapped buildings. There's all kinds of horrors around every corner, and that's the environment that Israel will work in. And you're right, the world is going to look at those images, and some people are going to turn and make this equivalence right away, and that'll be the challenge for the Biden administration.
Isn't that why we didn't go into Tokyo in 1945? We'd lose too many soldiers going door to door, and then we went to the atomic bomb. I thought that was what happened.
That's true. And listen, I was in Iraq, and it was dangerous in places like Fallujah, where they didn't want to do this. It was the worst thing. I was with special operators, and they said, listen, if we can avoid doing this, you know, inner city urban fighting, we're going to do it at all cost.
Got to talk about To Rescue the Constitution. It's a masterful exploration of the electrifying struggle to unite a young United States. We might need this book more than ever. George Washington was an extraordinary guy, and I think we got to look for people like him that don't want to serve, that don't want to be president. Maybe that's the secret,
that's right.
Because he didn't want to do this, but he saved America in the early stages. After all that, you know, the Revolutionary War, which he called divine in about his third paragraph, first inaugural address, this guy didn't want to serve, but he saved us, didn't he?
He really did. And Stevie, you know, you've had me back for these books. This is the fifth presidential book I've done, and I look at the soda straw moments in history that kind of just look at that moment that may have been overlooked. This was after the Revolutionary War. They'd beaten the British, but the country was falling apart. It was held together by the Articles of Confederation that was supposed to unify everybody, but it didn't. They were fighting one another. The states were battling over tax collectors and everything else. In fact, some people said, forget it. Let's just go back to British rule. And that summer of 1787 is when the Constitutional Convention starts. And George Washington is tapped once again. He doesn't want to do it. He's a reluctant leader, but he goes back in there. And it's his steady, thoughtful presence that unifies this convention. They throw out the Articles of Confederation and start on this new document, the U.S. Constitution. And because of his leadership, they get it across the finish line. They eventually ratify it. And it's the start of our country. And I just think this narrative, being in the room, is really important, especially in times when we're pretty divided as a country.
Wouldn't George Washington fail with social media and everything else that goes out against politicians these days? Could it be possible for me to illuminate anyone in the modern era with all the opposition research, Brett?
You know, I think you make a great point. I do say that researching writing this book gave me hope, not because the birth of the nation went so smoothly, but because it really didn't. It was chaotic. It was driven by dissent. The whole thing almost collapsed many times. And so if you look to today, I do think social media changes the dynamic, but don't fear dissent. You know, dissent is baked in our cake, you know, in our fabric, but so is union. And Washington figured out how to mesh dissent with union and find common ground. And I think there is a way to do that, even in the craziness of social media.
I can't wait to read it. I really want to read this one. I really do, because I really respect George Washington. Is it get tiring to be number one best-selling author? I don't know if that tires.
You know, it's like an addiction. I'm telling you, I really love the process. And I love digging into it, and I have a great team and a researcher that finds these nuggets in history that, you know, we put together in sort of a quilt. And I do feel like somebody reads it, and it's more like a mini series than it is, you know, a history book. But if you love history and want to know about our founding, I'm telling you, this is the book for you.
Can young Paul beat Dad Brett in golf yet?
Oh my gosh, Stevie J, it is happening. He beat me twice already.
Oh.
You know, Paul, you know, we talked about him. He's gone through a lot as a kid, 4 open heart surgeries and 10 angioplasties. He is now 6'4".
Oh, what?
He's 6'4". Fortunately, he looks like me. Otherwise, I would say, wait a second, who is this kid? But he is a great golfer, and he plays on the varsity golf team.
Well, how old is he?
He's 16.
Good gosh, man. 6'4". That's, wow. Is he going to play in Indiana? Is he going to play at DePaul? What's happening here?
I don't know. I think he might have Division I, not Division III aspirations. We'll see. He's really good. He's got a big arc. He hits it a long way.
Man.
So it'll be fun to watch.
It'll be fun negotiating the strokes that you'll have to receive on Dad. On the
I'm going to.
Listen, congratulations. You're doing a wonderful job. 5 o'clock Central for a special report, Brett Baer. As good of a news hour as there is. And the books are just, it's unbelievable. You're churning out. And the New York Times raved about this. As you know, people are calling you an unbelievable historian here, journalist historian. Great reviews. It'll be a great book about about George Washington. You need to go pick it up and buy this thing and learn to rescue the Constitution's the name of it. Brett Baer, superstar. Keep it going. It's okay if Paul beats you at golf because that's what's supposed to happen. But I didn't think it happened this soon because you're good. So I'm really kind of surprised.
Man. It's tough. But Stevie J, thanks for having me on again.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Brett Baer, Fox News anchor, special report, and chief political anchor, executive editor, special report. I do think it's a terrific hour. And the book is To Rescue the Constitution, A Masterful Exploration of the Electrifying Struggle to Unite a Young in the United States, featuring George Washington. He's written a lot of books, and this is his fifth, and they're New York Times bestsellers. Stunning. I did not get a chance to play this, but I wanted you to hear it. Brett Baer has another side to him. This is when he was talking to Mike Pence, former vice president.
Yeah.
Before Mike Pence decided to run for president.
The former president, if you run, is going to say, you know, Mike is a great guy. Totally a great guy, okay, but he's responsible for gender. I don't get to do that on the show.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good invitation of former President Trump. So, okay, we lagging in the time. So we'll try and do a sports headline right after we get to some Fox Business, see what how the market's reacting to everything.
Okay.
Okay, we'll check your weather forecast. ESPN 93.5 forecast this morning brought to you by Carl.
Carl, remind you, they've got flu shots, COVID vaccinations, a guide for care recommending how to feel better faster. They're hiring. You can learn more about all the different jobs they have available, too. You can just explore the website, carl.org, for details.
So again, everyone, let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Anvis, Saturday, deepening low out of the plains, increasing south wind, and a milder to warmer spell of weather, and iffy rain chances for the day today, but they'll be on the increase here for tomorrow night, and into the weekend across the area. But some heavy rainfall totals are lurking north of Champaign County over the next couple of days. A pretty good soaking expected around here, and points on southward chillier weather ahead for the weekend. But not today. Partly sunny, warmer with a stray shower thunderstorm chance this morning and later this afternoon, especially north and northeast of Champaign. 78 the high, 56 tonight with a lingering shower thunderstorm risk this evening. And again, late tomorrow, variably cloudy showers, thunderstorms get going. Highs at 71 and shift around into the southwest. Tomorrow night, we'll bat about in the lower 50s with showers and thunderstorms early and late. Showery weather for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. 50s by day, 40s at night. Gusty northwesterly wind. We'll try to drive things out and moderate temperatures back in the lower 60s. Mid next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Our Stever today is Merle Norman. We'll give you some details on what that is. That's a nice thing, and I know there are people that love this.
Mm-hmm.
Great reviews coming back from Maryland at Merle Norman. That'll be next.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth. since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to the Consumer Price Index for September, but also Delta Airlines shares are higher. Its profit top forecast, it was carrying more people than expected. Its load factor beat expectations, though its revenue, the money Delta takes in, came in weaker than predicted. Delta is expressing optimism about travel demand for coming months, even though it's being cautious about its forecast because of high oil prices. Overall, Wall Street's looking at the upbeat news from Delta, and the stock is high. Walgreens Boots Alliance lost money in its recent quarter. It's not offering a forecast for its business. The stock's losing ground. Birkenstock shares are slightly higher, though its debut yesterday was a disappointment. The German shoemaker's stock was priced at $46. It closed under $40. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The world's largest sports book, ready at your fingertips. The Circus Sports Illinois app is ready for action. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. CircusSports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 435120.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
I guess we can do a quick sports headline. Okay. All right, run that now. It's 7:23, late, go ahead.
Philadelphia over Atlanta, 10-2.
What happened to Atlanta and the Dodgers? What happened to the best two teams in the National League? What happened to the best team in the American League, Baltimore? What?
Right.
This is like opposite day at school.
Well, Philadelphia will play Atlanta at 7:07 on TBS tonight and lead the series 2-1 right now. Houston's in after taking down the Twins 3-2 yesterday. They won that series 3-1. And Arizona blanked the Dodgers 3-0 to advance. That final was 4-2 yesterday. So we have football against Maryland, 2:30, NBC on Saturday. Johnny Newton, I guess, tweeting out some footage of him as a running back in the day.
Put him in.
Reggie Love is out. Yeah. But, you know, Kagan Fagan, they've got the job. But
they got a job, but
still,
what's wrong
Johnny's
with
Johnny saying, hey.
Give it to me.
I don't mind.
Yeah. The tush push would work with Johnny Newton because he's big.
Run with the rock. So, Illinois and number 12 Wisconsin for women's soccer tonight.
Okay, Illinois again, 2:30 Saturday. I think it's one of those. What time do they play? Oh, yeah, I want to make sure I see. Well, I'll try and keep track of it.
Right. You know,
that kind of thing.
Right.
It is not a priority as your Saturday unfolds, but all they got to do is go beat Maryland, catch our attention again, get fired up for even more for Wisconsin. This 14-point underdog is a pretty big underdog. So.
Uh-huh.
All right, Steve, our offer is from Maryland at Merle Norman. Merle Norman has amazing skin products and makeup. And what Maryland does for this offer is it's a $100 analysis. It's a, you know, pseudo facial, but they play with your colors and light your face. And they say this, you've been using this, but this will make it look really, really better. And they get the right makeup. And that just accentuates your beauty.
Uh-huh.
And they're able to do that. And she's really good at it. And the feedback we get on our Stever surveys is just, they're just very excited. They love what happens when they go on for this color analysis.
Well, and it's relaxing to have someone, you know, do this facial, find out the different skincare products that you can use to help you feel younger and really rejuvenate your skin. I got a charcoal scrub last time I was there. I use that a couple of times a month. It is very refreshing. I've got a mask. I used to not do all of this stuff, but now I'm in because I do want to look younger longer. 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign. She's got a special witches night out, a girls night out. If you can find a pointy hat to wear, all the better. It's a whole lot of fun that Friday coming into, I think that's October 26th. 7th then, between like 11 and 4. She'll have the treats and, of course, the candles with all the pumpkin spice smells. And it's just going to be fabulous when you visit Merle Norman at 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign and talk to Marilyn.
Okay, so GoStever.com. We ask that you only win this one once. We have thousands of people in Stever. Mm-hmm. So we like to spread it out a little bit. And once you've done it, you kind of know it, and we'll give somebody else a shot. So GoStever.com, it's up right now. You can click, and somebody in your life would really, really like this. And again, they'll do all the stuff free, and then you get $100 to spend on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 7:27. Thursday means John Decker. I'll get his insight into what's happening in Israel as the ground offensive from Israel is about to start. They're loosening it up with a lot of bombs to go into the West Bank. But again, keep in mind, Israel's the size of New Hampshire. The West Bank is the size of Delaware. So it's, you know, it's like 2,000 square miles.
Okay.
Pretty small. 2.8 million live in the West Bank. Israel has tried to say leave or die. And, you know, there might be some people that aren't allowed to leave, too. They might keep their own civilians there to die with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the play here is to make it look so bad for Israel how many civilians are going to die because terrorists hide behind women and children. And to root them out, it's going to be gunfire door to door. It's going to be a mess, and they're going to lose a lot of people on both sides. And so it's not easy going into an urban area that big. Imagine going into a third of Chicago and going door to door. How long is that going to take?
Right.
And then somebody's up on the third floor in the corner in the closet, and they got a machine gun, right? I mean, so you're going to – it's just yeah. All right, so we'll get his feeling on that. It's John Decker Live next.
I'm Justin Ike, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Ike, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Office. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Isaac Herzog.
Hamas has only one agenda, to destroy Israel and to murder Jews.
Netanyahu, alongside Secretary Blinken.
Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed.
Now, Blinken reports the number of Americans dead rises to 25. More than 1,300 Israelis have died. Tomorrow, Blinken will meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Day six in the fighting, rocket sirens ring across Jerusalem while Israel delivers missile strikes to the port of Gaza. And the House will meet at noon today. They don't have a speaker. Majority Leader Steve Scalise, the only candidate, but he doesn't have the 217 votes to grab the gavel. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The Illinois Liquor Control Commission adopting a new permanent rule designed to prevent consumer confusion between alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. The rule regulates the placement of co-branded alcoholic beverages on retail sales floors. It aims to protect the public from being unable to distinguish between alcoholic beverages and non-alcoholic beverages. Fall Festival coming to the Westside Park the 14th and 15th. Throughout the festival weekend, there's going to be food and drink available from a variety of vendors. Pumpkin smashing, hay rack rides, face painting, and games, as well as inflatables. On Sunday, the exciting Lumberjack Enterprises show continues. Ameren line workers, apprentices, and judges have wrapped up practice and are headed to Overland Park, Kansas to compete in the 39th Annual International Linemen's Rodeo, October 13th and 14th, billed as the Linemen Olympics. It brings some of the most talented line workers from around the globe. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
John Decker coming up. Great television. Stand by. Weather brought to you by Houlihan's.
Houlihan's has their patio play with Wowie Zowie performing outside tonight. Should be a great night. It's their big finale for the fall. And then they'll move patio play indoors. So take note, there's always $7 for the glass of house wine and a special menu. It's great to head out between 6 and 8 to 1st and St. Mary at Houlihan's on Thursdays.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Memphis Saturday. Radar painting some pretty substantial rains over the northern end of the state and points northwest from there. Iffy and spotty on chances for the day-to-day this morning and back in late this afternoon. Partly sunny, south wind, and the story today is a warm-up to about 78, even some 80-degree weather south and southwest of Champaign County. South wind tonight, a mild night in the 50s with a shower thunderstorm chance, especially late. Tomorrow, variable to cloudy, breezy, mild. A couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms warning, and more so tomorrow afternoon. Up to 71 as winds shift around into the southwest. Down to 52 with showers and thunderstorms early and late tomorrow night. And on and off showery weather expected for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And back into increasing northwesterly winds. And a cool off at 56 on Saturday, 54 on Sunday, 55 on Monday. We'll try to drive things out here for the middle and late parts of next week with a return to more seasonal temperatures, highs by Wednesday. Stay back into the low to mid 60s for CVJ Broadcasting. I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
It is 7:34 ESPN 93.5. It's Thursday.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
John Decker. John
yes,
Decker.
Children singing his theme now. Look, combines all over
John
the world.
Decker.
John Decker, he is live near the White House. Great Television's White House correspondent. The only negative is there's no great television TV in my town, so I can't see you as regularly, as easily as I could.
Yeah.
We need Gray.
We need to work on that.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
This happened an hour and a half ago. Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, with Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel.
The sickening display of celebrating these horrors, the celebration and glorification of evil. President Biden was absolutely correct in calling this sheer evil. Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed.
The people of Israel have long and rightly prided themselves on their self-reliance, on their ability to defend themselves, even when the odds are stacked against them. The message that I bring to Israel is this: you may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself, but as long as America exists, you will never, ever have to.
John Decker, I mean, we talked last Thursday. This happened after that. Wow, how the world is changing before our eyes and how awful this is going to be.
Well, that's right. We weren't talking about this last week. This is an indication about how quickly the news cycle changes. And it's just unbelievable in terms of what Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, said, you know, in describing that evil. And that's exactly what it was, you know, that took place with civilians in these residential areas in the southern border that Israel shares with Gaza. So, look, I think that it was important for Antony Blinken to make this trip to show support, solidarity. But he's also there for another reason, and that's hoping to win release of those Americans who are being held hostage in Gaza by Hamas. And let's hope that those individuals, all of them, are released safe and sound very soon.
All right, as sickening and as emotional as we all are right now, there is an endgame here. There is more to this. They didn't just be horrific at beheading babies and all the horrible things that nobody's ever seen before. Attacking families, killing everybody in the house, everybody, and brutally so, raping women, killing women, grandmothers. They want us in this thing. Why? I mean, they want to draw us in. They want to make it so bad that you can't not do something. And then I think the news cycle within a week after this ground thing starts is going to turn on Israel, how brutal they are. I really do.
Yeah, look, you know, I mean, if anything like this were to happen in America, you can understand why it is that Israel is reacting the way that we're seeing Israel react. This is an attack on civilians by a terrorist organization. Hamas was considered a terrorist organization by the State Department and the Trump administration and the Obama administration. It is a terrorist organization, and they lived up to that name. I think that it's important to keep in mind that Israel's focus right now is Hamas. You know, you talk about, you know, others being dragged into this. I think that a lot of people are talking about Iran. Right now, Israel's focus is solely Hamas and going after and destroying that terrorist organization. And, what they do is they hide among civilians. So you're going to see civilian deaths happening in Gaza. You know, they use them as human shields. And, the Palestinian people that live there, they have a choice. You know, this is the group that they wish to represent them and their government, and they have a choice. You know, to get rid of a terrorist organization representing them, and anybody who doesn't, you know, condemn what happened, you know, I don't understand it. You know, that to me, it's a no brainer. And Israel, as you know, is our strongest ally in the Middle East.
Well, the White House kind of threw the squad under the bus, saying it's repugnant. It's despicable, you know, calling for the defunding of Israel right now. What the heck? I mean, it's, you don't leave your best ally hanging. So we're not. And I thought Anthony Blinken's comments were very poignant. I did not know he's a Jewish man. Did not know he had the Jewish heritage. But, we're standing by. Now, again, if you really want to get to the problem, you got to look at Iran. John, I mean, there's all kinds of evidence that they've been behind stuff like this forever, haven't they?
Well, they fund Hamas. They train Hamas. There is that connection. Hamas wouldn't exist were it not for the fact that Iran is their benefactor. And, the only thing that hasn't been established, that's clear, that's been established. We know that. But a direct link in terms of planning of this specific operation, maybe they did, The Wall Street Journal seems to think so. A day after this attack took place, front page story in which they connect the dots. You know, why can the Wall Street Journal connect the dots, but, you know, our government, our, you know, intelligence agencies, you know, not doing that same kind of work. So that is the only thing that's missing from the equation. But Iran's a bad actor. We know that. They, you know, are an actor that is involved in so many instances of terrorism. They not only fund Hamas, they fund Hezbollah, which is another terrorist organization out of Lebanon that poses a threat to Israel. And you're right. You know, I think that Iran would love to see the U.S. dragged in to this. Now, we're not being dragged into this by any stretch of the imagination. The U.S. has a commitment to supporting Israel, and we saw yesterday the replenishment of those interceptors that are necessary for their Iron Dome air defense system that arrived in Israel. Munitions arrived in Israel, and that's going to continue to happen, you know, in the United States' support of Israel.
The door-to-door, building-to-building, I mean, it's, I can't even fathom. You're talking about the Gaza and the West Bank the size of Delaware, which is, I think, 2,000 square miles. I mean, it's still a lot of buildings in an urban area. Isn't this going to take a long time?
Well, it is. It's urban warfare. And I think that what is going on right now is planning for how to deal with that. You know, you're going about the potential process of urban warfare in which, you know, to use a football analogy, the home field has the advantage. Hamas has the advantage. They know where all the tunnels are. They know where, you know, their weapons are buried in tunnels. They know all of that, and that's the difficulty for Israel in terms of going after them in Gaza itself and having that type of ground war. But that's, it seems to be what they're planning for. You know, I think that if you want to root out and kill Hamas, you need to go in there, but it's going to obviously lead to many fatalities, many casualties.
It's John Decker, great television's White House correspondent on the Tabman's Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5 at 7:42. What do you think the end game is here? What do you think Iran wants? If they want us in, what does Hamas and Hezbollah and the terrorists want? They want to be martyred? I don't understand what the goal here is, to kill all the Jews? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's these organizations have in their charter the destruction of Israel. So that gets to, you know, your question in terms of what they want. You know, I mean, it's not going to happen as long as, you know, conventional weapons are used. But, you know, Iran seeking this power to have a nuclear weapon. And then that changes the equation for everything, because we know what Iran would almost immediately do with a nuclear weapon. And, you know, that's the scary thought. That's why I think every administration, Republican, Democrat, ought to be on the same page in terms of squeezing Iran to the extent you can possibly squeeze them, releasing that $6 billion in funds, you know, even though they say it's going to be used for humanitarian purposes. And that happens just like a week before this attack in southern Israel. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't get that one.
Well, and two, they waited till Prime Minister Netanyahu's in there. You know, Netanyahu would be very much like Donald Trump if something happened to America like that. I mean, he's going to go get him. And he's going to go get him. So they kind of waited for that. So that's what makes my head spin, going, okay, so I'm trying to figure out the chess move here. What's the fifth move down the line? What do they want? They want to engage us. They want to, I think they truly want to eradicate Israel. I think they want to kill all people. I mean, I guess that's probably the, because was stunned the first time the president of Iran said, you know, they don't have a right to exist. I mean, what are you talking about? Don't have a right to exist. Where'd this come from?
Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes we can't fathom the amount of hate and evil there is in the world. And then, you know, what happened on Saturday reminds us that exists, you know, and we see it crop up every so often. We see, you know, atrocities committed by Russians on Ukrainians. We saw it happen during the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, ISIS beheading innocent individuals. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Reminds us, you know, evil does exist in the world. You know, George W. Bush spoke of that, you know, back during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's true. It's unfortunate. It's just something that we live with.
It's like the lights went on everybody. So now you really kind of know where people are. Black Lives Matter Chicago chapter endorses and commends Hamas. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, I don't get that. What? Yeah, what? I don't understand. Yeah, go figure that one out. I don't understand it. How can you endorse if you want to say I'm in solidarity with the Palestinian people, that's fine. But you know, an organization that did what they did to innocent women and children and infants. Door to door, as you put it, Stevie, you endorse it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Okay, your rest of the week and next week, what's Gray got you doing, my friend?
Well, you know, obviously we're following this very closely, and I've been doing so every day since this terrorist attack occurred in Israel back on Saturday, but also domestically here at home. You know, there's that speaker's race. Unbelievable, you know, in terms of
I thought that was going to be a slam dunk once they figure out Jordan or Scalise. And you called for Scalise a year ago. You thought he was going to be the man.
I did.
What's the problem?
The problem is there's about a dozen House Republicans that are reluctant to now throw their support behind the person that won the race, the secret ballot. It was 113-99. And, you know, these races happen all the time. They do. And, you know, what happens typically is the loser endorses the winner, and then everybody behind the loser endorses the winner. And, in fact, Jim Jordan yesterday said, I endorse Steve Scalise. He did the right thing. He needs to obviously say to the people that supported him, I get your disappointment, but we need to show unity. We need to get on with the business of the House of Representatives, and we can't do that as long as there's this disunity within our party. So hopefully this happens soon, and that there's actual vote for Speaker of the House on the House of Representatives, perhaps by the end of this week. But as things stand right now, today, Steve Scalise of Louisiana does not have the necessary 217 votes to be the next House Speaker.
Unbelievable. Well, just vote Akeem Jeffries then. Fine, whatever you want to do. But you guys, it's a just dysfunctional body. It's ridiculous. You got to figure this one out. Come on.
I agree with you. Karl Rove, the chief strategist for George W. Bush, calls these holdouts the Chaos Caucus. And, you know, I think that's a good description for these individuals because it is chaos. They have no great game plan other than just to obstruct. And look, I think Steve Scalise is going to be someone who looks out for the interests of those who right now are not supporting him within the Republican Party. He is as conservative, if not more conservative, than Jim Jordan. And, you know, I think that for Republicans, and they want to continue to govern, they're not, you know, showing a good message for 2024. In terms of why it is that they should govern in 2024, showing this kind of chaos and disunity, dysfunction, whatever you want to call it.
John Decker, Gray Television's outstanding White House correspondent, journalist extraordinaire. We appreciate having you on Thursdays to kind of give me clarity on what's going on out there in your world. And boy, oh boy, you got to get, you know, swampish every day, man. You're right in there.
Yeah,
man.
I do.
What about the New York Post back and forth with Corinne yesterday? Corinne Jean-Pierre,
yeah,
going back. You haven't called on me in two seasons, summer and fall, man.
Yeah. Look, I know Steve Nelson. I'm friends with Steve Nelson. He's the reporter that was having that back and forth, that limited back and forth with Corinne Jean-Pierre. I get it. I get the frustration.
Yeah.
But to me, the way to do what he did is, you know, quite frankly, behind closed doors. You have a meeting with Corinne Jean-Pierre. You clear the air, and you know, and then you get back to a working relationship, and that did not help out his cause that much yesterday, I have to tell you.
John Decker knows how to work it. You're good. We appreciate you, John.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, as always.
Thank you, Stevie. Have a great day. Great weekend, too. Talk to you next week.
You got it. ESPN 93.5 forecast brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And the Urbana Park District reminds you, a lot of schools on their fall break, keep in mind the indoor aquatic center.
And for the adults who love the lap swim from 6 to 8 a.m. or 11 to 1, it's a great place to visit. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Anvis, Saturday, deepening low out of the plains, increasing south wind, and a milder to warmer spell of weather, and iffy rain chances for the day today, but they'll be on the increase here for tomorrow night and into the weekend across the area. But some heavy rainfall totals are lurking north of Champaign County over the next couple of days. A pretty good soaking expected around here, and points on southward chillier weather ahead for the weekend. But not today, partly sunny, warmer with a stray shower thunderstorm chance this morning and later this afternoon, especially north and northeast of Champaign. A high 56 tonight with a lingering shower thunderstorm risk this evening. And again, late tomorrow, variably cloudy showers, thunderstorms get going. Highs at 71 and shift around into the southwest. Tomorrow night, we'll bat about in the lower 50s with showers and thunderstorms early and late. Showery weather for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 50s by day, 40s at night. Gusty northwesterly wind will try to drive things out and moderate temperatures back in the lower 60s mid next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDL, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Nathaniel Sun, are you there?
Good morning.
We call this segment. What do you know? I'm playing Thomas Rhett because you and Allison are now best friends with the Rhetts, I think. Is that what happened?
Thomas and his wife, Lauren.
Yeah. What? Tell me what happened when you were on vacation in Nashville, Nathaniel.
Well, we were actually in Florida, and we were in this quaint little beach town. It's called Alice Beach, and it's spelled A-L-Y-S, but it's pronounced Alice. And it's a small town up in the Panhandle. It's near Destin, a little east of it. And we were celebrating Allison's birthday this past weekend. So we were there, and it's needless to say, it is a very, very nice community. For anyone who's been, they would know. And if you haven't been, I really couldn't recommend it enough. I told Mom that I don't think I've ever been to a town quite like this. Right.
Wow.
You know, we've been to a lot of
places.
Yeah,
we have.
I've really just candidly never quite seen anything like it for a lot of reasons. Everything was very uniform. It was all laid out the same when the town was developed about 25 years ago. And, you know, there's not that many lots, so not that many people live there. And anyway, so we're at this coffee shop and just kind of sitting very casually, and Thomas and his wife and his kids are just walking the coffee shop and order a coffee, just like it's nothing. And,
well, what,
and Allison is listening.
Allison knows who they are, right?
Well, exactly. So his wife has a podcast, and Allison listens, and so that's how she recognized her, and I recognized him. And yeah, it was very nice people, very down-to-earth, just on vacation with their family.
Wow, so when are you and the Rhetts getting together again? Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
I don't know about that, but it was a very neat experience, and of course, Allison loved it.
Nice.
We call him Nathaniel's son because he's my son, so it helps you know who he is. In Chicago, tip of the cap to the Karate Kid, the old movie. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel's son, what do you know at 7:54, my friend?
Well, this morning, we're going to discuss something that is hopefully, well, it is near and dear to all of us, and hopefully we can all appreciate that it's always a little helpful when you understand a little bit about the places that we live. And that's why today we'll be discussing what and who places are named after, and today one that is near and dear to all of us, which is Philo. Now, did you know that Philo was named after a gentleman named Philo Hale. He was a land speculator that bought the land that the town is currently in 1839. It was purchased from the United States, and the patent or the land sale was signed by then-President Martin Van Buren. Now, it was originally referred to as Hale Township until about 1861, when it was changed to Philo. And over the next decade, the town was laid out, and it was officially incorporated as the town it currently is in 1875. Now, there's another piece and one more piece of historical significance that we'll discuss with Philo, and that is the correlation to a prominent writer in Egypt named Philo Judea. He lived from 20 BC to 30 AD, and his works are renowned because he was the first one to really attempt to harmonize Old Testament writings with Greek philosophy. And this was regarded as the first of its kind still renowned. So, now that we know a little bit more about Philo, next week we'll talk more about Central Illinois and Illinois in general, but hopefully it helps us appreciate the places that we live.
We got a Hale Park down the road there.
Yeah, we do.
It's H-A-L-E, so Philo Hale. Philo Hale bought this in 1839, incorporated in 1875. We're coming up on 150 years in a year and a half. So
sounds good.
We'll have all kinds of things going on. We were all part of this Philo celebration in 1975. Johnny was the youth director.
Okay.
I was the 16-year-old trying to grow a beard to be Brothers of the Brush. If you could grow a beard, you can be in Brothers of the Brush. And my goal was to want to be in Brothers of the Brush.
Well, so. And the Catchetarians are involved in the catchphrase of Center of the Universe.
Well, it's actually a fact, but, you know, catchphrase, fact, whatever. But, yeah, no, we determined that, this is the Center of the Universe. It says on the water tower, so it must be true.
And because when you were traveling and you had a sabbatical of sorts in India.
Now, Dad taught in India.
Right.
Sabbatical, yeah. But we went to India, lived for a year.
And then you were digging and you wanted to get to Philo.
Well, no, it was by the
Ganges.
There's a spot in the Ganges River, famous river. And there was a post that said it was the center of the universe. And Johnny and Greg said, if you dig straight through, you come out in Philo.
Okay.
So then I got on the radio and made the claim. And by golly, I was right. Actually, Johnny and Greg actually looked at this. And we figure if you dig from where we were in India through the earth, you come out 3,000 either way, 3,000 miles either way. So pretty close, pretty close, pretty darn close. Anyway, it's the same continent, so we're all there.
Okay.
So interesting. And I think we, Stevie J Broadcasting, we're in one of the oldest buildings in Philo. I'm not sure it was built, I think built in 1800s, I'm not sure what year. But this is truly one of the first buildings we think in Philo. I'll have to ask the
I wouldn't be surprised.
Mayor. Okay, Nathaniel Sun, great work. We're looking forward to hearing more about Central Illinois and a little of our history. We love that. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Dave,
thanks, guys.
Thomas,
have a good day.
Tom and Lauren, hi for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, A-L-Y, what was the name of Alice Beach? How do you spell that?
Yeah, A-L-Y-S, Alice Beach.
You know how many places you've been, young man? And for you to say it's one of the best places is noteworthy.
Hey, it was something.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Okay, my boy, appreciate you very much. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Nathaniel Sun in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
With Philo.
I love it.
The news is coming up next. Stand by. Smoke with our friend Tim Onstad next hour, too, if you want tips on smoking, as he knows how. And how did they do? In Terre Haute last week, they had a big 25-30-person barbecue off WTHI. I think it was Channel 10 back
the
in the day.
The chicken, the pork, the brisket.
Yeah, they did it all. And so we'll find out if they did well in their barbecue competition. Stand
right.
by. ESPN 93.5. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.